thunder in my
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
And grace will it be on? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, Lord, once again, we come before thy divine presence just as we are, like unto an empty pitcher before a full fountain, praying that you will fill us with thy Holy Spirit, thy loving kindness, thy mercy, thy love. Now, Lord, we have come to hear from you. We have come to draw nigh to you. But thou art the potter, I am the clay. Yield and steel in thy mighty hands. Have thy own way, Lord. Have your way. Give me preaching power that I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. In the glorious, loving name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again. Paul tells us in the book of Corinthians that if anyone, any man, be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away and all things become new. We are always becoming. We have not gotten there yet, but we are continuously becoming. Reverend Lavallee and Reverend Smith and the officers and members of this glorious church, it is just good for us to be here. And we don't have to say, as we do say, had it not been for the Lord on our side, we know where we would be. We would not be. And I'm just glad that I've lived long enough to know that I ain't in this thing all by myself. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I got somebody that sure enough got my back. Man, I tell you, they got your back, but when you look around, they gone. They way back. Thank you, Arthur. They way, way back. But when God got your back, you don't have to worry. Just keep on keeping on. And thank God for the goodness. Amen. Thank Sister Conway for that song. And that was Mama's favorite song. Yeah, she always said, well, my God, I tell her I need to hear my song. Whenever she would come to my lolly, she wanted to hear that song. Amen. And thank you for those encouraging words. We need to be mindful of how we treat each other. How we even treat ourselves. Because sooner or later, that person that you diss, as the young people say, you'll wind up facing them again. And it'd be so difficult to face a mother when you done them wrong and have to depend on them to do something for you. But how much better and how much blessed it would be to know that you did them right. Yes. Amen. That you showed love and you showed compassion. Amen. I'd like to lift up a thought this morning from the book of Psalms. Psalms 103. Very familiar passage of scripture. And in New International Version, it says, praise ye the Lord. In New King James Translation, it says, Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. And if you would be so kind to stand, those that can now, for the reading of the Word of God. And the Word of our Lord says, Psalms 103, beginning at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities or sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit or from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Lord, have mercy. And satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. May God bless the reader, hearer, and doer of his word. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Shake hands with your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't forget where your blessing's coming from. Don't forget where your blessings come from. And I believe that we live in a time now when we don't really realize who's really blessing us. We might think that we're doing it all of ourselves, but the final analysis, God is doing it. You ever thought about counting your blessings, if possible? Another one of Sister Conway's songs, blessing after blessings, keep on coming my way, though I don't deserve it, but he just keep on blessing me. We sometimes forget the gracious hand that blesses us every day. And I come by to say, church, we need to wake up, look up, pray up, praise up, for God is mighty good to us. We live life, I don't want to compare us to a hog, but the mentality of a hog.
And that is, he will walk around the acorn tree all day long, eating acorns, and they're falling on his head, and he'll never look up. Never look up to see where they're coming from. And God just keep blessing us and blessing us and blessing us, and we seem not to realize from whence the blessings are coming from. And I come by to tell you that we need to realize that God blesses us in so many ways. And I'm not just talking about materialistic stuff. You ever thought about that God has given you an appetite? If you didn't have an appetite, you would eat. Soundness of mind and soundness of body. And he has given us the opportunity to do things that we never thought we'd ever be able to do, or to go to places we never thought we'd be able to go. God has done all of that and more for us. And we ought not have to have nobody to make us say, praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
When I think about from which God has brought me,
yes,
I don't need nobody to say lights, walls. I can thank him for myself.
Amen.
And I can praise his holy name because he has done great things. You need to understand that every good gift,
yes,
every perfect gift,
yes,
is from above.
Yes.
Not from down, but from above.
Yes.
God has blessed you.
Yes.
If you got a good job, he blessed you with a good mind to get the good job.
Yes.
Bless you with health to get there to the job.
Yes. Yes.
You ought to be able to get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You don't say nothing else, say, thank you, Lord. Here the psalmist opens up this psalm with a very uplifting note of personal praise to God.
Yeah.
For he says, praise, bless the Lord, O my soul.
Yeah.
Here David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, he stirs up in himself praise to God. And I come by to tell you, he's not a fool, but he's talking to himself about God. It's right in the text. It says, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me.
Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Yes.
David says, he's been mighty good to me.
Yes.
And I can get my praise on. I can get my shout on right here. I don't need nobody else.
Yes.
I don't need the choir. Choir is good. I don't need the deacon to pray. I just need me and God to let go. We came, I don't know about you, but I came from a time in life when folks would praise God. You didn't have to beg them to praise God. They would pray. Church would be on fire. Devotion sometimes would last an hour and a half. Just a devotion. Giving praise to God because they were thankful for what God had brought them through. Didn't have to beg him. David, he'll give personal praise. Listen at his words. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Personal. In my inmost being. Praise his holy name. He's crying out from the depths of his heart.
Oh, yeah.
He's crying out from his soul. And he wants God to know that I am thankful for your goodness. And let me tell you something, that genuine praise comes from the heart. It involves the sincerity of the soul and spirit working together. And then you need to know who you're praising. You not praising me, you not praising the choir, but you ought to be praising God.
Amen.
And what's so good about when you're praising God is that even if you're out of tune,
amen,
it's all right.
Amen.
You might be saying, they're out of tune.
Yeah.
But God is saying, that's all right, son.
Yeah.
Sing it.
Amen.
You singing to me.
Yeah.
You ain't singing to the choir when you praising God for his goodness, his greatness, for what God has done for you. Then he says in that psalm, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. But it was what he's saying is that I'm praising God. And God is holy. And holiness expresses God's purity and uniqueness. And that's cause enough right there to praise and worship him. And praise is the highest form of worship. But you got to know who God is in order to praise God. So you can't praise somebody you don't know. We got to realize there's God that's bringing us through. His name represents the entire person. And the person is holy. Here he's saying that God is upright and just. He's not crooked. He's not crafty. He's not cruel. He don't play games. He's not deceitful. But he's full of patience, and he's full of compassion, and he's full of love. Problem with God is that he just can't stop loving you. No matter what you do, he just can't stop loving you. No matter how far you stray from him, he just can't stop loving you. He just keeps on loving you and praying to himself that you'll come back home. He says there, that verse 1 is a call to thanksgiving. But verse 2 is a call to worship. He says there, forget not all. Now what's after all? All his benefits. Not Willie Duncan's benefits, but God's benefits. Now, when I was in the workforce, I looked for benefits when I went to get a job. I wasn't as concerned about the salary as it was the benefits. When I went to charity, I didn't make a lot of money, but they had some good benefits. Retirement,
amen.
Sick leave,
yes.
Annual leave,
yes.
Good benefits,
yes.
K-time,
yes.
Good benefits. Yes. And after I was there a while, they had the drop.
Yes. That's right.
Good benefits.
Yes.
One time that was paying 11% interest.
Right.
Good benefits.
Yes.
At the end, made a little bit more money, but the benefits.
Well.
And I'm thanking God now for the benefits.
Yes.
Mailman come every month. Benefit. And so, just like we are concerned about benefits for the physical, you need to be concerned about the benefits of the spiritual. And he says here, let us not forget all of God's benefits. All of his blessings. Another word for benefit. And then he goes on and enlists a few of them. He said, now, forget not his forgiveness. And above all else, we should thank God for forgiveness of all of our sins.
Yes.
Not just some, but all. It's right there, it takes. So he forgives all your iniquities,
yes.
All of your sins. And the greatest need in the world is for man's sins to be forgiven. Say, you ought to praise God for the forgiveness of his sin. And because of the shedding of Jesus' blood, we have forgiveness. Says in the word that is, if we don't forgive each other, then the Father in heaven won't forgive us. And this word forgive means to release someone from a debt. To release them from the debt of hurting you, to release them from the debt of saying bad things to you about you, to give them a release. And what it does, it sets you free.
Amen.
Whether they accept the forgiveness or not, you are free.
Amen.
But God here has already forgiven you.
Yes. Yes.
So don't forget it. Then don't forget his healing. It's right there. He heals all disease. Now, God may not heal everybody physically, but he's able. He's able. Well, you know the story of the man that was on the porch of Bethesda. Only one was healed. There was five porches, and all of them had folk that was afflicted, that was blind, that were lame, but yet only one was healed. When Jesus in John's gospel saw the man that was born blind, he wasn't the only one that was blind in that city, but he was the only one that was healed. But he healed everybody spiritually that avails themselves. Really what he's saying, that all healing is in God's hand. Now, a year ago, next month, God bless my dad to still be here, I got a call to come to Winfield, that it was just a matter of time. Last August, the doctor said it was over. One was saying we may need to insert a feeding tool. No. The other one saying, well, it's just a matter of time. All we can do now, make him comfortable. Have the hospice to come in. But it's over. I said, well, I'm preparing a room at my house for him. No, you don't need to do that. Just let that alone. Because he won't make it. That was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
But he eating everything now.
Yeah.
Friday he had a honey bun he was eating.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
Asked him how he done. He said, I'm done 100 in the shed.
Yeah.
God heals him.
Yeah.
The doctor did all that they could do.
Yeah.
And medically speaking, it was all over. But God said, not yet.
Yes.
That's the point I'm trying to make, that God has the final analysis.
Yes,
he's the one that does the healing.
Yes.
He uses the doctors and he uses the drugs and what have you. He uses all of these technology that we have today towards healing. But the final analysis is God healed you.
Yes. Yes.
I have witnessed God's healing right in this church. Right in this church. I ain't gonna call no names this morning, but there's some amidst us right now that God has healed. Medically speaking, it seemed like it was over. But God said, no. I got the final say. They have been to a point of death, but yet God turned it around. And the psalmist said that's one of the benefits of following God. And that's why y'all to praise him, because he can heal.
Yes, sir.
Man has some incurable diseases, but not God. There's some things that medical science says cannot be healed, but not God. There's no incurable disease that God can't heal. But God is more concerned about your soul than he is your health. Though he's concerned about your health too. But he wants to heal you spiritually.
Yeah.
And do you see where healing comes after forgiveness?
Yes,
not before forgiveness. But after forgiveness, then he said he heals all diseases. The forgiveness heals you both spiritually and physically. A lot of folks' condition ain't nothing wrong with them other than they just need to forgive. They go and forgive and go on, they'll be all right. Buying medicine and going to the doctor for nothing. Holding all that stuff, won't let go of it. Not only does he forgive us, did that through his son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary. Not only does he heal us. Hallelujah. Church, y'all ought to be praying. Y'all ought to be shouting right now. Those are benefits. And let me just take a commercial break right here. God will do stuff for you even when you ain't doing right.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I ain't trying to give you a license to do wrong, but God will bless you even when you ain't doing right.
Yes, yes, he will.
Just think how much more he'll bless you if you do right.
We miss a lot of blessing because we won't do right. If we do what he say, he'll bless us even more. It was a blessing to get up this morning. Your clock didn't wake you up. Your children in the house didn't wake you up. God woke you up. And if God had decided to let you sleep a little while longer, you'd still be at home now. Then he says, don't forget your redemption. Not only does God forgive our sins, not only does he heal all of our diseases, but he said, God has redeemed your life from destruction. In other words, that's divine protection. Now, you don't know it, but when you was coming to church today, God protected you. When you was going north and they was going south, and wasn't nothing separating y'all but a line. But God and allowed you to come on to his house of prayer. There are unseen dangers that God protects. And if you would just think in your life, the thing that God has protected you from that would have took you out if God hadn't showed up. You know, I what you have gone through in life, and you know if it hadn't been for God, you wouldn't have made it. I won't call no incidents, but you know. And he said he delivers us. He redeems us. We were redeemed not with silver and gold that's corrupt, but by his precious blood. Somebody passed your house last night and thought about robbing you. And we were asleep. But they thought about breaking in. Mom's gone. But God made them go. We don't even know nothing about it. A drive-by. But God made them go. And you showed up just a moment later after the shoot, drive-by shooting happened. God protected you by delaying you over here so you wouldn't be over there. The psalmist say, God redeems us from the pit. He redeems us from the grave.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Every one of us have been redeemed by God.
Yes.
Redeems us. In other words, he protects us from bad events.
Yes.
Seen and unseen danger and accidents. Kept us from going to the grave earlier than we would have gone. I've been in a situation where I know God protected me. Some of the things that I've gone through, I ain't got no business being here. Got no business being here.